Hi, I am Kyle King.
And I'm Lauren Battellini.
And we want to welcome you to the first episode of the Kings of Fitness podcast. Now, in today's episode, episode number one, we are going to talk about a little bit about who we are, go into some of the goals that we have for this podcast in general, and then we want to discuss an important article that we read just the other day by Dr. Eric Uksalainen of True North Chiropractic on the five keys for a successful workout program.
So at Kings of Fitness, our goal is to inspire, motivate, and educate individuals to lead healthier lifestyles. So that being said, Kyle and I really wanted to go out on our own and start a company that would do just that. So we do have a private studio over in Wappinger Falls in New York, where we offer one-on-one personal training sessions. We offer group classes in the way of body stride classes or even boxing upon request. We offer corrective exercise training. We do a lot of nutritional type coaching.
She hit the nail on the head there. We just really cater towards the individual and the athlete that comes before us. So whether you need to lose a little weight or you want to increase your performance in a particular sport, we're looking to help you every way possible. And that goes into a little bit of our background. So I have a master's in physical rehabilitation sciences, and I use that daily with that corrective exercise that Lauren was talking about through the National Academy of Sports Medicine. I hold the corrective exercise specialty certification. I also have the performance enhancement specialty certification. So I try to incorporate a lot of that into the training sessions that I do. It really inspires me to keep athletes working and keeping them healthy. And then Lauren can talk a little bit about herself.
So, like Kyle, I am also a certified personal trainer. Mine is through the American College of Sports Medicine. Now, back to that whole nutrition piece, I am also a certified holistic health coach. You know, of course, nutrition goes hand in hand with somebody who being healthy or somebody who's wanting to lose weight. It's not just the exercise component. It's also the nutrition component.
One thing that we look to do, we weren't just satisfied with our positions before, and like Lauren had mentioned, we really branched out and started our own thing. And in starting our own thing, we wanted to take everything that we do and bring it out to a worldwide audience, hence the podcast. But we also started a YouTube channel. You can find us at www.youtube.com/kingsoffitness. On there, you're going to see right now we have about 30 videos. We try to upload one video, at least one video per week, where we give exercise demonstrations, some nutrition advice, secrets to burning fat. You'll see workout routine, strength training, that kind of stuff, cardiovascular stuff. And I mean, it's for everyone of all ages. We have our great trainer, Gayla Fidele, who's 65 years old and certified, one of my clients for the past 3 years. She's on there with us. We have Lauren. Lauren's sister is doing some stuff, post-pregnancy stuff, which is great. So it's there's really a variety of stuff to look at there. So go on and check that stuff out. I wouldn't mind at all if you subscribe to the channel either.
We'd prefer it.
We like that, liking and commenting on the videos and stuff like that, which gets us into the next piece. We do have a phone number because we want to take questions, those fitness questions from out there. You can reach us at 260-786-5631. So the 5631 portion, that's really KOF1. So again, 260-786-KOF1. You call in, you leave a voicemail with any question you have, fitness related, please. Health topic related, please. And you call in and we will try to answer it either on a YouTube video, the podcast. If you want to be shouted out during the podcast or a YouTube video, just let us know. If you don't want to be mentioned at all because you're embarrassed by the question, by all means.
We can answer privately.
We will answer privately. All right. So that's a little bit about us. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to, you know, shoot us a message because we also have an email address. What's our email address?
Depending on who you want to get in contact with.
Well, call the boss because she's the boss. So email her.
So that would be lb.kingsoffitness@gmail.com.
So fantastic. So what I want to do now is get into the next portion of what we do is we troll the internet. I'm watching YouTube videos from other fitness channels. I am on the internet.
He's not lying. He's up all night doing this.
I'm on that Yahoo, the Yahoo Answers. I'm looking anything, everything related to fitness. I'm looking for the latest and the greatest because I try to debunk everything. I don't believe it until I see it myself. But what I do like to do is find some great stuff to share. So this week, and it just happened, came across our Facebook page, our business Facebook page, five keys for a successful workout program. And this was written by a chiropractor up here in Dutchess County. He goes by the name of Dr. Eric Uksalainen, and he is the owner and operator of True North Chiropractic.
Now that is his name, he doesn't just go by that.
Well, okay.
It's on his birth certificate.
Okay, so True North, you can find him at www.truenorthchiropractic.com. Very long address there, so I will get on him about that. But he did write this awesome article that we saw on AskTheTrainer.com, another group that we contribute to. We do contribute to those guys too, and they're great. So www.AskTheTrainer.com. You can find some great articles, and this is what we found. So we're going to briefly go over it. We want you to go onto the site and actually read it, but we're going to just hit the couple tips here. So number one that Dr. Eric had put down there, he said, make sure if you're going to be successful, don't program hop. By that, he's talking about people get into these fads, and I've seen the clients in my schedule. I'm sure Lauren has as well. Mm-hmm. These people get into these fads. You know, they go on and they say, I can lose 10 pounds by doing this, or I can lose 15 pounds by doing that, and they are not giving anything the appropriate amount of time to really work. So we believe in anything that you do, just stick to it. Give it a chance, because if you don't, it's not going to work. You had no chance from the get-go. So I love that tip. Tip one was great.
So tip number two, as highlighted by Dr. Uksalainen, is more about a training philosophy where he's explaining that you either fail to plan or plan to fail. So basically, in order to be successful in anything you do, you really need to have a plan in place. And that even comes down to nutrition. If you don't have, you know, healthy food in the house, or you don't have a meal prepared, you're more inclined to go for something quick. And, you know, we all know that. The quicker it is, usually it tends to be more on the unhealthy side, and you're just kind of grabbing for whatever you can get. So that being said, that ties back into his first point that, you know, you really have to stick to the program you have in place in order to see change, in order for it to be successful.
All right, so tip three, he talks about the responsibility of the athlete. And now I'm just going to quote him on this because I absolutely love this. He wrote, workout programs are often set up by qualified coaches who know more than you. He capitalized that, know more than you. Would you let your surgeon do maintenance work on your Honda? Hell no, he says. So don't question the experts. I cannot tell you guys how many times I have someone who comes in, pays an absorbent amount of money to actually hear what I have to say, and then they tell me I'm wrong. I've been in school for the last 10 years and learning from programs and people who work with just like these amazing individuals, professional athletes. I mean, I've seen a lot over the last 10 years, but people still come in and pay the money to tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. So I rather just sit back and say, your fitness professional, whomever you work with, whoever has gone out and spent the time to get the education and help you, whether it be the School of Hard Knocks, the streets, you know, an athlete who's turned it over and become a trainer, you know, they've been through it, they know it, and they will give you the best advice they can for you. So stick with what they say. Give it a chance.
Now that goes directly into his next point. So yes, you are working with a professional, but that professional has to be responsible. So that being said, trainers really should not be online just kind of ripping off whatever workout they see, even if deep down they think it's not something good. It's a waste of your time. It's a waste of our time. So not only is it counterproductive for you, but then we're not seeing the results that we want you to see. So we are going to design a program that is in your best interest, that is going to help you achieve the goals that you want to achieve. Your successes are our successes. So we want you to get there just as badly as you want to get there.
And then now for number five, which Dr. Eric says is a bonus. He speaks a little bit into the intensity of the workout session and what the person's doing. Now we have these forms. When you come in, we want you to fill out these performance forms, these physical readiness activity questionnaires, and then we also have you come in and we have you fill out some legal documents that basically say that you know that you're getting into physical fitness. Know your body. If you can't do one more sit-up because it's going to make you vomit, don't do that sit-up. Push yourself to the limits that you feel comfortable with. That is one thing. I mean, just because I like to do squats until I vomit, just because I like to push 300, 400 pounds on a bench press, does not necessarily mean Lauren has to.
And I don't.
Two different workout styles. But everything, again, if you give it your all, you'll be okay. And we love that. But that really, and I'll tell you, it really provides for a great training session. If you really work for those five principles, it's going to set you up for success, just as Dr. Uxelainen has written. And, you know, Lauren and I have been at this for a while now. We've seen a lot. We'll get into it in later episodes, but I mean, we've seen everything. So if you have given it an all and you've dropped 40 pounds and you've managed to put on 50, you know, we have some advice for you. We can help you get away from that. And I mean, there's just a lot out there, and there's a lot of misconceptions with training and diets and nutrition. So, you know, we're here to help. So we do want you to give us a call. And our number, again, I want you guys to give a call into that. Right now, it rings Lauren's phone directly, too.
Don't tell them that.
We're trying to set it up that it goes straight to voicemail. But until then, you can annoy the crap out of her by dialing 260-786-KOF1. All right? So ring the phone. It'll drive her absolutely nuts. It'll be pretty funny until our tech guy, David Nakano.
Your calls are certainly welcome, though. Yeah,
until our tech guy, David Nakano, gets on that. But that's what we really have for episode one. Going forward for the future episodes, we do want to take a look at the voicemails, the email questions, anything you guys have. Again, fitness and health related, we will do our best to answer those questions. Lauren, you got anything for him?
Thank you so much for listening to our first podcast, and please tune in for future podcasts.
And we're trying to do this, guys, once a week. Again, we're going to try to figure out an exact time that we're going to release this stuff. So, you know, listen in, tune in, and we're going to get it out to you ASAP. Also, make sure that if you're listening to this for the first time or you haven't seen us on the YouTube channel, come check out what we look like. All right? You know, make sure that we're not telling lies. Like, Lauren is the most fit individual I've ever met in person. I mean, I think she's Photoshopped. It's pretty funny. But it's www.youtube.com/kingsoffitness. And if you go, you can find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com with a /kingsoffitness. On there, you'll see funny pictures and stuff. And then we do have a Twitter account. We are at Kings of Fitness, I believe, right?
Yes,
at Kings of Fitness.
Yes.
At Kings of Fitness on Twitter. So we have this social media thing working. Again, I have a vice president of internet technologies and creative content manager.
Savior.
That sits on my shoulder and tells me exactly what I need to do. So get at us, give us your questions, anything that you got to ask, and we'll be happy to answer for you. And again, thanks for listening to me blow into this microphone for so long. All right?
Thanks, guys.
See you at the next one.
You don't want to miss it.